Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, so they still do the parade for the Shrine Bowl. It is tomorrow night.
It's good.
In Kearney at 6 o'clock. The 65th year.
It's a heck of a run.
Yeah, you know what? This is, I'm going to take the L on this one because usually we have on this show talking about the Shrine Bowl. And you know, maybe talk to one of the head coaches or at least had a mention. But it also would give me the opportunity to say, you know what, this game, I realize what the purpose is. We got to raise some money. Why don't we do Iowa versus Nebraska?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they still do the Nebraska or the Missouri-Kansas game?
No.
They don't do that anymore?
No, they do the Shrine Bowl, I think, out in Salina or Hayes.
So in Minnesota, this is, God, this, I vaguely remember, and I'm sure it's changed, they used to do Metro versus Outstate as their high school all-star game. There is the Big 33, which happens in Pennsylvania. And then Ohio and Pennsylvania, actually, I think they still play each other. I mean, all these games across the country, even the Iowa Shrine Bowl, which you never know where it's at, is in the Unidome, is at Ames, wherever, that has gotten less significance. But, I mean, this is the 65th year. But I would always say, hey, why don't we have Iowa versus Nebraska? Mm-hmm. And every other year, it's, you know, here in Nebraska. The next year, it's in Iowa.
Yeah.
If you can convince some, you know, well-named recruits to play in the game, but...
Well, again, the timing of it isn't bad because you can still, again, most coaching staffs would understand that that's a reward for what you've done. And yeah, if you need to report to camp, report at summer workouts 1 week later because you're in a routine where you are actually competing, you're working on your football craft as well, and you're rewarded for the career that you've had at high school. I don't know many coaches that'd be like, nope, sorry, you got to skip it.
To wrap up. Athlon arrived yesterday, so I'm still going through it. But the thing about Athlon is the opposing coaches that make a comment about a team. Mm-hmm. We read Nebraska's comparing last year and this year. That was at the beginning of the second hour. If you want to hear what Athlon is saying about Nebraska and not being, you know, being cheap and not buying the magazine. This is Colorado. This is an opposing Pac-12 assistant coach. It feels like, and remember, Kyle is right. Kyle tweeted the show earlier and he said, if you like the coach, you're going to be very complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is a Pac-12 opposing coach talking about Dion's program. It feels like a lose-lose for Colorado with Prime. Call him Coach Sanders. He's got two personalities. He's got Dion and he's got Prime.
And Prime, yeah.
It feels like a lose-lose for Colorado with Prime. Either he's going to be really good, really fast, and leave for another gig, which... looking at that roster doesn't seem possible. The alternative is that they're going to be bad and they'll end up firing him in a big circus. If you've seen what the attention you're getting, he might single-handedly get you into the Big 12 because he wants to be back in Texas. It's all hard to tell. It's hard to separate the hype from reality. They're in on the portal, but they're also preaching this old school work hard to earn everything mentality to the roster. OC Sean Lewis is a fantastic offensive coach, and they can be really good. Jackson State was so good because they could get FBS-level guys and beat up on FCS rosters. That won't happen here. They're not a good roster right now. How does he handle losing big? We haven't seen that.
And that is...
they're tiny.
I think the most fascinating thing about the Deion Sanders experience in Colorado is a guy that I feel like... could get a bit combative. A guy that could get very, very offended when people are asking him legitimate questions on why this didn't work out in this game and this loss and why this didn't work out in this game and this loss, where there's going to be a little bit of the, you understand who you're asking right now.
Like, I don't care.
I get that feeling that there's going to be a very defensive coach Prime, and how does that sort of trickle down to his team as well? There's a lot of things in this first year that I'm more fascinated because I feel like there are, even if it's largely a success, say they go 6-6, how does he handle the 6 losses? Because you are going to have a much bigger media pool than just the typical media that follows Colorado football, at least in this first year.
Well, I think you go quicker. How do they handle if things go sideways against TCU?
Ahead
of one of the biggest weeks that Colorado football has had in ages, with all the attention that'll be in Boulder off of maybe an 0-1 team that got throttled in Fort Worth.
Mm-hmm.
How does he handle that?
Yep.
Because everybody said this. He's always been a winner. That's the thing about Deion. He's been a winner. He may not win right away at Colorado. He may not win, period. So when you have won your entire life and you might be a front runner, the first time that you face adversity and lose, how do you handle it externally and internally?
Bingo. You said front runner. That's where I'm at, too.
Every team's going to get up to play them.
Oh, yeah. Well, their first 5 games, I would say if I'm a Colorado fan, not knowing what the roster is and trying to put that together, and your win total is 3.5, if I'm 1-4 after the first 5 games, I might go, I'll take that.
Mm-hmm. Just don't let that win be second week.
Why you got to finish on that? It was a feel good Friday.
I said don't let it be.
I think you just said that Colorado was going to beat Nebraska.
No, I said don't let it be.
My off the hook for the rain thing?
What do you think? Is Jay Humphries hitting jump
shots? Hey, don't let the, don't let
Sean,
the, hey,
how, okay. How Sean about, Vandeveer working in
how
the post?
How about that? Don't let the Scurs get hot. Don't let the Scurs get hot. Just don't let it happen.
One game at a time. They got a game on August 31st.
Yep. Don't let them get hot.
Against a guy that would like to kick in the teeth of Nebraska and then go steal an offensive lineman from Omaha Central.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good show, everybody. Good week. Short week. Hope you enjoyed it. Lots going on. Be safe this weekend. The weather's going to be really, really nice, so get out and enjoy it. Make memories. And don't forget, 2 weeks from today is the College World Series. You can feel it.
Hmm.
Can't you?
Oh, I can feel it.
For Jimmy, for Nick, I'm Gary. John Schreiner's in for Connor. We'll chat on the crossover coming up next. We'll chat with all of you on Monday at 6.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.